Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. It's been a while since we featured a kaiju movie here. Kaiju being a Japanese term for, roughly translated, giant monster. So we have one here for you today, but it was made in the UK rather than in Japan. It's called Gorgo, and it's the story of how an undersea eruption releases a giant monster near an island off the Irish coast. A couple of salvage experts, showing very little sense, decide to capture the monster, sell it to an English circus as a sideshow attraction, and rake in a bundle. This they do, and the monster, later called Gorgo, is paraded before gawking Londoners. But there's a complication. Remember how Qui-Gon Jinn said there's always a bigger fish? Well, there's also always a bigger monster, namely Gorgo's mother, who doesn't like pesky humans taking her kid. The idea for the movie came from director Eugene Laurie. It seems an earlier kaiju movie he worked on, called The Giant Behemoth, ended with the monster dying, which greatly upset Laurie's daughter. So he decided to make a movie where the humans were the bad guys and the monsters were the heroes. As the story was developed, the setting changed several times before they decided on Great Britain. Furthermore, Laurie had several disputes with the King brothers, who were the producers of the movie. Laurie wanted a somewhat more peaceful story. Peaceful movie? Oh well. While the King brothers wanted the traditional ineffective military and crushed landmarks. Also, Laurie wasn't satisfied with using suitmation techniques rather than stop-motion animation. Suitmation being, basically, a guy in a monster suit. Compromises notwithstanding, the movie was well-received, with good reviews and box office success. A novelization of the movie was released, which reportedly takes great liberties with the original story, as well as a comic book series featuring art by Steve Ditko, the original artist for Spider-Man. A Japanese-made semi-remake, called Gappa, the Triphibian Monster, was released in 1967. And the original movie was also the subject of a notorious episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000. The episode was run twice in one day in 1999, and then a copyright claim put the episode in limbo, and that stayed there for years, until it was finally officially released on DVD in 2013. To this day, Gorgo is still a well-regarded film in the kaiju genre, and while I haven't heard any news of a remake or a reboot on the horizon, well, these days, who knows? Don't forget about our in-house screenings of new DVDs. We normally run them on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. There's no admission charge, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. Refreshments are provided, but you can bring your own, too. Just don't spill anything. For more information, or to sign up, please call us at 908-754-7885, or go to our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us, and then go to the events calendar page. We'd like to hear about any comments or suggestions you might have. You can call them in, you can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's movie, and thanks again for stopping by. And now, from MGM in 1961, here's Gorgo.